Yeah, okay.
Me.
Yeah,
me.
Look at this mirror.
Oh, this is Naglfar, or Nagfar?
Yeah.
I don't know which one. This is a song off of Vitra called Enslaved the Astral Fortress.
Here with some Bewitched from Sweden, Sabbath of Sin. These guys, in my opinion, are the Motley Crue of black metal, which they're, you know, they've got the look, song topic, power metal meets black metal, so you guys be the judge.
Rampage Radio! Black metal matters!
With my hips! Speak of the cross!
Rampage Radio, RadioRussia.fm, in the heart of the Mission, transmissions from the Mission, San Francisco, California. I am the Last Hanging Manny, and with me today is the Hurley and Hodel Show, or Hodel and Hurley Show. It doesn't really matter, because it features Curtis. Curtis?
Curtis. Yeah, Curtis.
Curtis Hurley.
Just call me Kurt. That's fine. Well, you know how to pronounce.
I like the Hurley and Hodel Show, because you're Curtis Hurley.
Yeah, H&H.
And he's Ken Hodel. I was going to say the Kurt and Kurt.
We're the H&H Junior Show.
In the famous words of Mama Cass. No, it was gonna, the Kurt and Ken Show, but no, the Hurley Hodel Show, even better. Rampage Radio. It is the Black Metal Matters Show. We try to do this at least once a year. We've got to do more years. I mean, more times in more years. What the hell am I saying? Back to the Hurley and Hodel Show on Rampage Radio. Gentlemen, who walked in? What the hell did we just listen to?
Howie's not here.
We've been here sitting talking about all kinds of Black Metal Matters topics, including Black Metal Martha, the genres of Black Metal, what the hell is shoegaze still? And of course,
when you go to the shoe store,
we're talking about,
shoe size.
I don't know if we're going to play any folk black metal, which is fine. Black Doom, Black Thrash, but that was Black Motley Crue.
Yeah. Black Power Metal, you figure that one out, you know. But
no, as I digest, we were talking more about what else we want to play, minus the. Minus, of course, the NSB. NSBM.
There's too many genres, subgenres, even in black metal. So
I mean, I'm okay with DSBM, which apparently incorporates nihilism, isolation, hatred, depression, suicide, and, of course, death. But no, but we're not going to, we're okay with that, but not, we're not okay with NSBM, you know. Highlighter. Right? No. Okay. Let's read back what we heard, because why? Because we've got tickets to give away pretty soon, and we want to continue with the music also. So enough of my rambling here on RadioRussia.fm. It is the Black Metal Matters Show featuring Curtis Hurley and Ken Hodel, the Hurley and Hodel Show here, gentlemen. Let me see what we played back, and you can just comment on what we played. Okay. Hold on one moment. Here we go. We just heard. Once again, Sabbath of Sin by Bewitched, which they're from Sweden, of course.
Sweden. Correct.
One of the birthplaces of black metal, of course, is Norway and Sweden, mm-hmm. Right? Enslaved, the Astral Fortress by Nightflower.
Yeah.
Right. And we actually have a song by Enslaved coming up next.
Yeah.
After my rambling.
I'm kind of staying with the Nordic bands at this point.
To start off,
at least.
We are not sons of the northern darkness, yeah. Especially on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, we haven't gone to Norway yet.
Yeah.
We're in Sweden. We're in the sunny Sweden side.
Well, yeah. What's our flag? Like three crowns and a yellow, blue crowns, or what are they? It's not very black metal. But speaking of Ed being unholy, we actually play a song called All Holy Black Metal by the infamous
Dark Throne.
I like to, Dark Throne is still, I guess, like a lot of black, like Dark Funeral and maybe others who are more cult. Or as I like to call it, Cavult, because the V is a U. A U is a V. Hey, I'm from America.
That's a weird.
I speak American.
I mean, the whole inner circle incestuousness of the early black metal bands, which has been covered in Till the Light Shall Take Us and a zillion other stories about church burning, mayhem, blowing your head off with a shotgun, doing all sorts of happy, fun, Saturday afternoon activities. Highly recommended for the children.
Because they took my cartoons away. I have nothing else better to do.
Because black metal matters.
That's right.
That's right. And so, as we continue with that topic, as I digest here, Without God, that's pretty much the way I'm handling this.
There you go, yeah.
Without God, the band, of course, Catatonia.
Yep.
And we had a Catatonia, not necessarily in that Catatonia story. I saw Catatonia many years ago at one of the original Metro shows on the corner there on Broadway with Moonspell. Now, I don't know what Moonspell is. I'm not even sure if they fit in with Catatonia's black metal.
I think they started off as black metal, but they're more now gothic bands. They kind of went that way.
Okay.
That
direction. But you had a Moonspell.
They're Portuguese. Portuguese, right?
I have a Moonspell story, but I have a Catatonia story, which I think is a little bit more humorous.
Right.
Can relate. Mr. Hurley, sitting across from me, one of his favorite all-time bands is Catatonia. In my book, they're an all right band. I like their early stuff, but his email address was a form of Catatonia. He had a huge sticker on his truck, Catatonia. Who didn't have a ticket to the sold-out Catatonia show at the Parkside?
Kurt.
And it was Sean's show. Luckily, I was able to finagle him a ticket and get him in the door.
We got the second to last.
I got him in the door. Well, no, they were completely sold out. That's why you were standing there. But he got in the show, but it was so funny. Promoters going, yeah, this is your favorite band, and you didn't buy a ticket. Yeah. The irony of it. What are we going to say?
That's not very mattery to black metal here.
Because they're not supposed to sell out. Bands like that, you know, if you're a sellout, then, you know, we before that would never happen. Probably at the Parkside, like I don't know, 5-10 years ago, they were never sold like that.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the resurgence of black metal. Okay, so I know I don't know shit about black metal. Okay, I'm gonna admit that. I don't even know some of the bands that I like or some of the albums I own are even fit in that genre. But let's take some time. For example, the resurgence grew strongly in the 2000s, last decade, this decade, of course. Maybe I don't know what happened in the 90s. Late 90s, not the early 90s. We all know what happened in the early 90s.
There's different waves, and like you said, we're probably on, the fifth wave?
Resurgence, yeah.
Seventh wave?
I mean, there's
the 666 wave?
Yeah.
You know.
There's some cool stuff, you know, the thrash resurgence, which happened, you know, a decade ago, is kind of tied in with the black metal resurgence, and you have these great black and thrash bands. Our friends Chris and Herman, you know, and Moulton comes to mind, Bay Area Boys, right off the bat.
Right.
These guys nail it. They're heavy as hell. They've got those thrash riffs, but they're dark.
So black thrash.
Black and thrash.
I like black doom, black folk metal, and black... some of the guys, and all other good stuff.
Black and grouper, it's a good meal. Yeah.
Black and catfish.
How about black with Sabbath? Probably. Black with Sabbath. No, actually, mixed Sabbath. They're playing November 30th at Swims. If you want tickets to go see mixed Sabbath, of course, it's black Sabbath music. Tell us what you want to hear, let alone tell us your name if you want to go see Max Sabbath. You win those tickets, okay? Come on. Curtis, what's on your hand there? You got a black metal book there.
Rock Detector. That's the A to Z black metal. Black metal. Yeah. It came out. It came out in the UK. It's a UK book.
That's one I got.
Public here. I'm not really into guys or men wearing black corpse paint.
Yeah.
But women in corpse paint, hey now. Humana.
Works right? For me.
Yeah, I dig it. All right. I mean, I know. I mean, I'm not into makeup, but if you're going to wear that much makeup, go for it. All right. All right. Enslaved. The song coming up now next. Right?
Loki from Frost.
And why
the album Frost.
For the album Frost, which...
This is Norwegian. It's not black metal. It's pagan metal, but it's somewhat... It's a genre of black metal, I suppose. So, you know, you be the judge. But it's close enough to black metal for me.
The black metal purist. The Kvoltist.
So, yeah.
It's silted by saying Kvoltist. they're going to be judging you regardless. They're judging the show as we speak right now. But it doesn't matter because we're Rampage Radio. Radio.fm coming to you live every Saturday from New York 2. Giving away tickets to Max Sabbath. Exactly. Max Sabbath playing November 3rd.
Vegetables.
show. Black Metal Matters. We've got
And Oceans. It's off the album Symmetry of I, the Circle of O. It's called Mechanic Hippie.
Yeah, I resemble that remark. So does Chewie from Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Chewie, so he's a mechanic. We got a Rampage Radio. We're going to that FM.
Yeah.
Radio, let's hear that FM. What did we just hear?
We heard End Oceans.
End Oceans is classified as what in the BM?
I guess they're Norwegian. I have to look it up in my book, but it's a reference guide. I brought my book, but I use Encyclopedia Metallium.
Yes.
That's the greatest reference ever online.
And it's a beautiful site.
That'll tell you anything you want to know about any band anywhere world.
This is not just End Oceans, but it's dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, dot, 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 End Oceans. I think they're from Norway. They might be Swedish, but...
I don't mean to put you on the spot, Mr. Hurry.
But, you know, it's what this show's about somewhat.
That's right.
Ask me a question.
Well, we learned that we have a request for Abbas coming up for Todd. Todd is he's the DJ for the Todd Show here on Rampage Radio, Radio Internet on FM. Now, he wants to play Abbas on his Black Metal Matter show, but...
Okay. Abbas is a project by Peter Tengrian of the death metal band Hypocrisy. And so he did that a long time ago. He did that back in 95. So it never was actually a real band to begin with. So I think we like to play bands on here right now that are actual, either were actual bands or put out more than one album.
Right. So, and speaking of bands and albums, we're trying to avoid the obvious ones.
The cliche of doing the Emperor
Mayhem,
Dimmu Borgir, as I like to call him, Dimmu Hamburger.
Dimmu Burger. Dimmu Burger, would you like fries with that?
I will gladly pay Tuesday for a Dimmu Hamburger today.
Why'd you copy me?
We also avoided the one-man projects of somebody sitting in their bedroom playing Dungeons & Dragons and writing an album. And I'm not knocking that stuff, but it's just that we wanted to do bands, not solo Odyssey Pro Tools projects.
We wanted to do some stuff that's somewhat relevant, not maybe exactly current, although we have I have a few bands on my playlist that are still active, so we'll get to that.
We're kind of doing this world tour
we're doing the favorites of ours, basically.
We will fulfill this request for Todd. It is the Sum of the Beast, the song.
There you go.
The band is Abyss.
Yeah.
We're on Rampage Radio, Radio FM. There's the Hurley and Bodell Black Metal Matters Show.
H&H.
Page Radio. Page Radio, radio.fm. It is, we're past the first hour here on the Black Metal Matters Show, Black Metal Matters Show, with the Hurley Hodel Show on Rampage Radio, radio.fm. You just heard what we tried to play, Abyss, the Summon the Beast, for Todd, request. If you have a request for any black metal that matters, go to radiovalencia.fm. Radiovalencia.fm. Go to the chatter box. Tell us what song you want to hear, and we'll play for you. Give you that black metal. That matters.
If it matters, yeah.
If you want to go
see, if it matters, we might play it.
If
it
matters. McSabbath. McSabbath, you know.
If we like it and it matters.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, otherwise, you don't matter.
Black metal, Appearance, Cavalt, and everything. If you want to go see McSabbath for free at Slim's on November 30th, go to radiovalencia.fm, put your name in the chatterbox, you win. Coming in about 30 minutes, we'll give away tickets to see Exhumed, Gate Creeper, hey now, Neck Rock, and of course, Judiciary at the Rickshaw Stop. We're playing December 2nd, all right? So it's a midweek Metal Madness brought to you by Subliminal
Nike.
Sounds great. Mikey, with Mr. Michael Badfist.
Yes.
And mind and auditory, visual, mind control, whatever. I'm just end of the matter.
Mind fuck.
Yes, right. Free tickets coming up. So you can win both. You want to go see Mixed Sabbath? Great. You want to go see Exhumed? Stay tuned. For more black metal coming to you that matters, next song, please.
All right. Sai from Tokyo, Japan on our world tour of black metal here. The Curse of Izanagi.
All right, with it on FM. The station that says what?
Black Metal Matters.
Take your fire, and train in vital dreams.
episode.
Come up next with some Mario casting.
Yes.
Some Mario casting.
Look at that. These guys are bloody geniuses.
Greetings, my metal children. This is DJ Anonymous, or whatever you want to call me. The next song will be subjugated by a band called Infidel. They're a fairly new act out of Sacramento, California. One of them, Aaron Dudley, used to be in Trial by Combat, but he's now in Infidel. So take a listen.
Here on...
Oh, Rampage Radio.
On Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia, sorry.
.fm.
Ow! Don't hit me, Benny. I'm sorry. Well, it's just the roof was falling on us, that's all. Anyway, the next song is by a band called Thrash Compactor out of Placerville, California, and their single is called Thrash Bang.
Here on
Rampage Radio at Radio Valencia.
.fm.
We'll be right back.
John, I'm going to play Hollow Flag from Song Thrash Compactor here on Rampage Radio.
Okay, thank you, Manny. Come on, let me crush you. Blood on your lips.
This is your information about how many people listen to you.
With the walls closing in, death soon will begin. Never will escape it. You better just embrace it. Get crushed in a trash compactor. Got rid of crabs and a fall disaster. Mosh pit makes you feel sick.
Mention Trial by Combat. How about some Trial by Combat? This is Theater of War. Drunk on it.
Bye. Okay.
Coming to a close. 10 more minutes till 2 p.m. Stay tuned for ESBs.
Yeah. I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Riding in the rodeo.